Good morning. 7:35 a.m. on Saturday, July the 20th. Is that right? Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Time flies when you're having fun, huh? So, yeah, Saturday, July the 20th, 2024. Front Range, Rio, Colorado, yada, yada, yada. Mostly cloudy. A little bit of a breeze. Not enough of a breeze. I wish there was a little more breeze. Official temperature 64. Actual temperature outside my back door 66. Maybe 68. Not a bad morning. How you been? It's been 3 days. The last 3 days have been an adventure. Moving across the street, this guy's gonna try to make a turn. Cramps tore up my calf muscle again this morning. It's really tedious. Waking up a couple of times in the night with leg cramps. Left leg pretty much all the time now. It used to be left or right. Left foot, left calf. Woke me this morning at 5 o'clock. And yeah, it still hurts. Doctor says probably just a factor of hydration, as in I'm not hydrated enough. I should probably lay off the coffee and go back to drinking just water, I guess. I can taste the difference, but the enjoyment I used to get from coffee is no longer a factor. It would be a small adjustment to my quality of life to go back to just drinking water. A major adjustment to image, but you know what? Vanity will only get me so far. So, did I remember to turn this on? I did. Good. Yeah, welcome to my world. What day is it? What year is it? Still 2024. It's still July for 10 more days. 11 more days. 10 more days. I don't know. Something like that. Days has no wonder. Maybe June's end of wonder and September. It's all just syllables mixed up in my head these days. So I'm still reading Sarah Painter. I made it to the next book against my better judgment. This is the second book in a row that ended in a cliffhanger. More of a cliffhanger than I'm really comfortable with. Enough of a cliffhanger that I'm aware that it was a cliffhanger. A lot of times, some stories that get hammered for being cliffhangers aren't really cliffhangers. The story is resolved. The story's over. And the fact that there are elements of the plotline not resolved doesn't necessarily make it a cliffhanger. Cliffhangers happen when the action of the story is interrupted. Where the character's actions are unresolved. To the degree that the story does not feel complete. And while I realize that for a lot of my readers, the perception that the story is never resolved is, I'm aware it's there, but I can't help you. It's not. The story is resolved in my mind. And if there's more things left to do, more threads left to pull, that's a different story. Ah, dry mouth. So I've been thinking a lot about story, I've been thinking a lot about writing, I've been thinking a lot about lots of stuff. Sitting in the hospital waiting room, sitting in the dentist chair, waiting at the dentist's office for somebody else who's sitting in the dentist chair. A lot of time for reflection. I don't know what I don't know how I think about it. I don't know what I think about it just yet. It's a work in progress. Of course, it was always a work in progress. I was just never quite so aware of it being a work in progress. I've reached this skin is itching stage of I should be writing. I try not to couch it in terms of should. When I find myself talking to me that way, I try to shift the conversation a little bit. Because should implies an external driver that is different from I want to be writing. And clearly I don't. If I did, I would. So clearly I don't, or I haven't wanted to write. Or I haven't wanted to write the story of the cat, or something. The problem is, without the cat, I don't have anything to write about. I don't have a story. Lots of suggestions from fans and readers, which are well-intentioned, but seldom resonate. Shackelford House and Roger Mulligan still has a draw. The cat's a MacGuffin. And the challenge is the theme, I think. And I don't necessarily have to have a theme to start. It helps, but I don't necessarily need it. the idea of the Wizard's Butler was intriguing. It's like so many questions about why Midlife Beamer. Red BMW convertible. Used to be, I saw a lot of cars that cost as much as my house. Lately, not so much. Cars are expensive, but not so expensive as houses. Not as expensive as houses. This morning's haiku prompt was eggplant. Man. That's not one that I made up. That was not... The eggplant turns out to be one of the 500 essential summer haiku words. Well, 500 essential Kigo season words, and it's an all summer word. And so it's like, oh geez, I need one more word. Last week I needed one more word, so I picked eggplant. It was one I hadn't used so far. You'd think with 500 words to pick from, I could find 365 to use. But the problem is that a lot of them work in Japanese, but they don't work very well in English. Because the difference in 15 an and 15 syllables, is that right? 17 syllables is pretty significant. So in Japanese, there's like a word for, oh, come on up on it, get ready, stay with me. Monk post. Oh, it's wet this morning. So in Japanese, there's like a three-on Japanese word for summer rice paddies green under rising sun. yeah, I'm exaggerating for effect, but you get the idea. The one of them that I keep looking at and going, how the hell? It's in English, it's rank weeds. And I don't know what it sounds like in Japanese. But it's one of those phrases, rank weeds, that means foul-smelling weeds, rank, foul, rank as in foul, foul-smelling as in sour or disagreeable. Maybe I'll use it next week. I still have a few more days of summer. Haiku summer ends August 1st, and haiku fall starts. So I can switch over to a new set of words and have early fall, all fall words available to me to pick 7 to add to the list every week. I try to do them on Friday, so Saturday morning I get up, all I have to do is post it. And the last couple of weeks I've managed to do that. Before that, not so much. But I'm getting better. It's interesting, the idea of not writing the haiku in the morning, the idea of not writing in my journal in the morning, the idea of not writing my one positive thought in the morning has become a non-issue, a not a thing It's not a thing that I would not write. I suppose, should I become ill or hospitalized or somehow incapacitated, that the unthinkable would become not only thinkable but actual. The eggplant haiku is one of those. It could have been an email, or in the earlier vernacular, phoned in. A bit of levity. Not a serious, deep. No. That's about a funny looking fruit, which is actually a berry. Is berry a subset of fruit? A kind of fruit? A fruiting body that is a berry? Seeds on the inside, which would make a strawberry not a berry, but what? A drupe? Tomato is not a vegetable, it's a fruit. Salsa is a savory fruit salad. I forget who said that to me. And it just like, duh, of course. I'm wearing my hoodie this morning. I really didn't need it. I wore it for the pockets. It's not particularly onerous. I thought the cloud cover was heavier. I thought the breeze would last. It hasn't. Perhaps it'll pick up again when I get around the corner. We've apparently had some significant downpours, and I haven't even noticed. The grass was matted down. When I went to take the picture this morning, I noticed great swaths of grass that had been knocked down. Presumably by rain. Unless a whole herd of kids or dogs or something had been going through and rolled around in it, which is not impossible, but perhaps improbable. So I really need to get the walk to the same point where it used to be, and which the journal and the haiku and the positive thought are in my psyche and my constellation of thinking. The idea that I not walk becomes improbable. Not impossible, but improbable. Yeah, there's a lot of grass down around here. this side of the park too. Looks like water runoff. A lot of crested wheatgrass. This side of the park has considerably less ryegrass. A few squids here and there. And it looks like I'm almost too late to harvest it for this year. Most of the seed heads here have straightened up again. They've lost the load at the end of their beard, and they're standing up a little bit straighter now. I don't see any spiny, prickly white poppies being white. There's a few seed pods showing up over there. A lot of sad and droopy weeds having been treated with weed killer. Oh, this is interesting. I hadn't noticed this before. This crabapple tree is bent. I could have sworn it was standing straight the other day. This one is. Is that something new, or is it just something I've noticed? Finally. I don't know. The world is full of it. In all the senses of the phrase, but I was thinking of things that look new to me because I've only just now noticed them. Oh, that's new, but it isn't really. It's just you weren't paying attention. Look at this, I'm almost back. That's good, because I'm pretty much at the end of my strength here this morning. My calf doesn't feel any better for having been exercised. Still feels torn. Anyway, enough of my whinging. Here I am. At the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.